Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hi there, Jeffrey here. We're so close to the return of Unwell Season 4, and we're so excited to have the chance to share one more guest episode. Brimstone Valley Mall, written and directed by Kristen DiMercurio. You'll recognize a bunch of Unwell folks from the credits, including Kristen, Regina Renee Russell, Julia Schifini, Misha Stanton, and myself. I was one of the sound designers for this delightful show. Brimstone Valley Mall is a dark comedy that sends us back to the malls of the 1990s, a deeply nostalgic setting for me, following a group of demons who not only work at the mall, but play in a garage band. It's so much fun. Brimstone Valley Mall has a love for its setting that I think Unwell listeners will really appreciate. Because, let me tell you, the malls of the 90s were a unique, hilarious, and occasionally terrifying place. So, I hope you enjoy the first episode of Brimstone Valley Mall.
Hey, this is Hornblast, lead singer of Mall Rat. Miss Rock, as Mariah, Spilsgore, and I aren't home, so leave us a message. None of us are demons, by the way. Definitely not from hell. Okay, cool. You know what to do.
Received Tuesday, December 21st, 1999, at 9:52 a.m.
Hornblast! Where the hell are you? You were supposed to be here, in the food court, in uniform, and ready to work 37 and a half minutes ago! You're not the only idiot I'm training today, you know. And at least the other one has a good excuse. She's a human teenager. Wait, how old does that make her? Satan, I hope she can form full sentences. I honestly have no idea how long it takes for a human to come to maturity. Whatever. You can both be immature together. I'm sure you'll get along great. So, get out of bed, change into human skin, stop listening to radio shit for the 18th hour in a row, whatever the fuck you're doing, and pick up the phone! I know you can hear the answering machine from your room! Hornblast! Ah! Look, man. I'm doing ass if you don't get your ass in the shopping mall in the next 10 minutes, so help me, Lucifer. I will shove that fender of yours into places you didn't even know you had.
Hi, I'm like here for my first... Oh, shit.
Yo, what?
Shift. My first shift. Sorry. Also, like, I have a question.
Can it wait?
I, like, don't think so. Are you, like, okay? You sound weird.
Damn. I'm fine. Just, gotta clear my throat. Yeah. Hi, yes, it's me, your boss, Miss Rock. I have one soul, not two. What do you want?
What, like, just happened in there?
Is that your question?
Oh, no, I
just... Then what do you want?
I think there's, like, something wrong with one of the friars. I was walking past it, and there's, there's...
Yes? Spit it out!
There's a human hand in the fryer.
Why were you looking in the fryer?
It was just, like, floating in there. I didn't really look at
it. It's for the corn dogs!
Is that, like, legal or whatever?
Never look in the fryer! You're the cashier, I'm the chef, it's my job to look in the fryer, not yours! In fact, it's not your job to look at anything!
Not even the cash drawer?
Don't get smart with me, mortal.
I'm not gonna, like, tattle on you or anything. Wait, like, what did you just call me?
Just go do your job.
But aren't you gonna, like, train me on my first day or whatever?
Just press the on button on the cash register, then count the money in the drawer! All right, fine. I'll try to explain this so your tiny human brain can understand. You have two tasks. One, be a perfect cashier who makes zero mistakes. And two, hand out free samples. Think you can handle that?
I think that's
good!
A lot.
Now go! I have incredible food to prepare.
Fine. Whatever.
Oh, and put this on.
Like, this is a joke, right?
Do I look like I like jokes?
I'm not wearing that.
You are if you want this job.
Fine.
Now get out there, get smiling, and get us some customers!
Attention, Brimstone Valley Mall shoppers! Christmas is just around the corner, which means sales, sales, sales! Get the most fabulous fashions that 1999 has to offer for the whole family! Now happening at 5-inch crawl space, Kids Are We, and limited 2.5! Thank you for shopping at
Welcome to Wiener World. Would you like a free sample? No? Okay, that's, like, fine. How about you? Free wiener sample?
No.
Whatever. Sweet jelly sandals, by the way. Wow, okay, I don't know what that hand gesture means, but I'm pretty sure it was rude.
Nice wiener hat. Or should I say, dickhead?
How original. Also, do you want a free sample?
Not from you, dickhead.
Trainee, where are our customers?
We don't have any.
Why? It is almost 12:14 p.m. This should be prime lunch rush.
No one's, like, taking a sample.
Then you must be doing it wrong.
How can you give out samples wrong?
These peons wouldn't know fine cuisine if it hit them in the face. Here, let me show you how it's done. Hey! Hey, you!
Ooh.
Welcome to Wiener World! Have a free sample! There, see? Exquisite. And that, trainee, is how you give out a free sample. Now, as soon as this guy stops choking, you take his order. Got it?
Fine.
If you need me, don't. Oh, well, look who's here. Belzegor.
Hey. Sup?
Have you seen Hornblast today? I need to murder him.
No, and how about you don't murder him? Because he's my favorite and everyone loves him.
I don't.
You're allowed to be wrong. That guy got a free sample, didn't he?
Hi.
Hey.
Your face has so much...
Metal.
That is so...
Metal?
Yeah.
I know. Pierced it myself.
You look so awesome.
Trainee, stop staring at her!
Honestly, I'm used to it. You're new, right?
It's my first day.
Yeah, and she's nosy. Poking around the kitchen, getting crazy ideas in her head. She thinks, and this is absolutely ridiculous, she thinks there was a human hand in the fryer!
There's always human hands in the fryer. For the corn dog, right?
Bells?
Stop kidding around. It was just the pork meat.
Pork meat?
Yes.
How stupid do you think she is?
Very stupid.
I can hear you.
Do you even know what animal pork comes from?
Of course I do, and I don't have to prove it to you or anyone else.
Whatever. What happened to the last guy you tried to train? The dead one?
The what?
Oh, he looked under the counter, which you won't do. Anyways, this is trainee now.
Hi.
Trainee.
I have a name.
And I have no feelings about that. Bells is a VIP. We don't charge her. When you ring her up, you swipe this card and the price of her meal will come out of your paycheck. Got it? Great.
Wait, what?
So what'll it be today?
Nothing.
Can we go back to the part about the dead employee?
No. Belzegor, I see you purchased a slushie from not here.
Yeah, you don't sell slushies.
You know I could figure out how to make you a slushie.
Out of what? The five-finger corn dog? No thanks. I do want to talk to you and Hornblas about the set list, though. I think Asmarius wants to have the band meet up tomorrow and go over everything.
You're in a band?
Yeah, we're called Mallrat.
Amazing.
Hey, I'm in the band too.
That's less cool somehow.
Oh, and I also want to get a picture of Hornblast on his first day of work. Where is he? You made him wear the uniform, right? Satan, this is gonna be too good. I brought a camera from Gadget Hut.
What is a Hornblast?
You need to talk less and do your job more.
You still haven't told me exactly how to do that yet. Oh, oops.
What was that sound in your pocket?
My Tamagotchi.
Your what?
Hang on, I just have to feed it.
Whoa, wait, can I see that?
Hang on, I just have to clean up its poop first.
Not in my restaurant, you won't.
Miss Rock, chillax, it's a toy. I've seen these before. It's like a virtual pet, right?
It's so addicting.
Addictive.
Yeah, sure, whatever. You hatch an egg and watch this little guy grow and you can take care of him and stuff.
Fascinating. And humans, people like this?
Oh yeah, all my friends had them. Well, they would if I had any friends.
Let me take a look at it.
Just, be careful with her.
You cannot have toys at work.
She'll die if I leave her alone too long. Whoa, but, what if she turns into, a cute little ghost? That would be sick.
Such a simple interface, but it must appeal to humans' natural urge to nurture.
Kind of, I guess.
Which is really just a thinly masked psychological response to the inherent chaos of self-awareness in a world where you have no purpose or meaning. So this little egg must satisfy your primal need to govern every aspect about the way another living thing experiences the world in order to fool yourself into a false sense of control over your own existence. This gives me an idea.
Okay, that's it. You're both being weird, and I'm taking the toy.
Hey.
Belzegor, you're distracting trainee from doing her job. Wait, where did our customer go?
The choking guy? He crawled over to the next counter.
What? No!
Wow, look at him go. Crawls pretty fast for a creature with only four limbs.
Trainee, this is all your fault!
My fault? You're the one who, shoved a sample down his throat?
Listen here, you little fucking mortal!
Why do you keep calling me a mortal?
Mortally incapable person. Whatever. Look, if you want to last as an esteemed employee of Wiener World, serving up the finest dogs, patties, and fries, no buns, this side of the Earth's crust, then you must follow our one golden rule. Which is impossible to forget, because I'm writing it down on this sticky note. And I'll stick it right where you can't lose it. On your forehead. Go ahead and read that out loud.
This is demeaning. We do not lose customers to Sausage Depot. With, four exclamation points and three underlines.
Oh, good. You can read and count.
Duh, it was on my resume.
All right, now why don't you lean over the counter with me and look to your left?
This is stupid.
Do it!
Fine. Oh, that's Sausage Depot. Wow, look at that line.
Sausage Depot is our fiercest competition, and we will not be the second best wiener counter in this food court. Got it?
But, their line is longer, so aren't they already the best?
You shut your dirty human mouth! Those idiot customers just don't know elevated cuisine. They don't realize what they're missing, and it is your job to fix that by giving out free samples. Correctly! Do you understand?
Yeah, okay, jeez.
Are you done?
I was having a teaching moment.
How maternal.
How maternal.
Yeesh, someone's got their tail in a twist this morning.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. Because Hornblast didn't show up for his shift, so I've been dealing with nothing but incompetence and slow business for the past 2 hours.
You sure he was supposed to start today? Maybe it was a mix-up.
Hornblast is the weirdest name I've ever heard.
Belzegor, why don't we step into my office? I'd rather not discuss personnel in front of trainee.
My name
is...
Hey,
Miss Rock, don't be rude. She has a name, you know. Go ahead, kid.
My name is...
Excuse me!
Can I help you?
You! You nearly killed me with that free sample!
Nearly. Such a shame.
I demand to speak to your manager!
You're in luck! I'm the manager, and I'm so sorry to hear you had a poor experience with us. Here, to make it up to you, why don't you have a free sample?
Not again.
Anyways, Bells, let's you and I go have a little chat in the break room.
Water.
Sorry, water is for paying customers only. Step over here to the register and you can place your order with this human in the wiener hat. Belzegor, let's go.
Hi. So, I think water is like $3, but I don't really know how to work the machine yet.
Come on!
Damn, I don't even fit in here.
It's not my fault your human skin is so freakishly tall.
You call this an office?
Ouch! Watch it!
I can't even turn around in here. Can't we just go back out into the kitchen?
No! Those walls are too thin. You want the trainee to find out we're demons?
Fine. Whatever. So where's Hornblass?
I don't know. He just bailed on me.
He has been all bummed out ever since he got fired from Hot Topic last week.
Wait, he got fired? I thought he just quit.
Who would quit a job at Hot Topic? It's the best place on Earth.
Well, I don't care how bummed out he is. A no-show for his first day at work? That's flaky. Even for him. For any demon. And that's saying something. Because I know Examaximus, demon of horrifying skin conditions.
Yo, Examaximus is a chill dude, and you're being super harsh right now. Can I move this cabinet? There's like nowhere to put my anything.
I'm not being harsh. I'm just saying what no one else wants to say. That Hornblass has had it easy his entire existence because he has one stupid special ability, and everyone always gives him a free fucking pass for it. But I won't!
Okay. First of all, someone sounds jealous.
I am not jealous!
And second of all, people don't like him for his summoning ability, Missness. People like him because he's talented and fun to be around. You should try it sometime.
He's unreliable.
No, he's not.
He canceled band practice last week because Block Blaster didn't have the movie he wanted, and it made him too sad to play music.
That was legit. Four Things I Hate About You is supposed to be really good. Short, but good.
And what about the week before, when his hot pocket was cold in the middle, so he didn't talk to anyone for 2 days?
Okay, then how about the time he convinced the manager at Keytars and More that you were the unknown drummer for Metallica from before they were famous, so now we can practice there for free?
I don't know why you're defending him!
Because he's a good friend, and you're attacking him for no reason.
I'm attacking him because he bailed today like a lazy ass.
You don't know that. It was probably a mistake. And what? You're the poster child for work ethic now?
Yes! I work harder than anyone in all of South Central Pennsylvania!
Ha! Okay. If that's true, then how many sin coins have you earned this quarter?
None, Belzegor! What kind of question is that? You think I want to go back to hell?
I thought you were the hardest working demon in all of South Central Pennsylvania!
I am! But not by earning stupid sin coins. I've been running this food counter by myself.
Fine. Then how many wieners have you sold today?
Some! Like a non-zero amount. Hey, I don't see why you're getting on my case. I'm being extremely generous. Hornblass loses his job, and who steps in to save his ass? Oh, yeah, me! Despite how incredibly busy I am all the time, I still look out for all
then
of you!
Then maybe you should earn some sin coins and go back to hell. Then you don't have to deal with all of us. Your freeloading band, who apparently needs to be looked after all the time.
I am not going back down to hell! And also, rewind, I don't like your implication that my success as a chef is about how many wieners I sell. It's about quality. I am following my passion.
Cooking
and
humans is your passion?
Yes, just like building stupid gadgets is your—
My inventions are not stupid—
I am using my devil-given talents to make something of myself. I spent eons honing my culinary skills down in Hell's Kitchen, and now—
Mistruck, you were just a line cook.
I prepared food that satisfied the appetites of the legions of the damned, of the Prince of Darkness himself!
Satan only ever wanted plain buttered noodles, and you know it!
How dare you! What?!
The fryer's on fire!
Fucking hell! Trainee!
I'm here! I'm okay!
Who cares if you're okay?! Why weren't you watching the corn dog?
You told me, like, not to look in the fryer!
Oh, for the love of Lucifer! You're lucky I don't turn you into a corn dog!
I knew that was a human hand!
I don't
popsicle! Get out of here!
Bye! I'm leaving! Oh, for the record, the mini dogs are flavorless!
Get out of my fine dining.
Oh, it's you!
Yep.
I thought you might be here.
It's the employee parking lot. I'm an employee.
Yeah. So, it's pretty quiet.
Usually.
And cold.
Yeah, it's winter.
Okay, so about before...
Did they put the fire out?
Eventually. Not sure if trainee will come back tomorrow, so I might be down two employees. Hey, come on. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
You got another cig?
I only have old ports.
Fine, as long as it burns. Fucking freezing out here. I think I'm gonna change.
Dude, we're in public.
Relax, the mall's closed and this human skin is freezing.
If someone sees you, Carpacinus is
Fuck Carpacinus! If that knock wants to get on one of my seven asses for unwinding in demon skin for a few minutes, he can go right ahead.
Whatever. Your funeral.
Feels better.
If you say so.
You gonna switch out?
No.
Hey, can I get another cig for my other mouth?
Yeah, but you're a mooch.
So this afternoon, things got a little...
heated.
Ah!
You set that up.
Fine, yeah, it's just the noodle thing was kind of below the belt.
You were being a tyrant, like always.
I was pissed that Hornblast bailed.
I don't think he bailed. I think it was a mistake.
Well... whatever you want to call it, he didn't show up to man the fryer. So I spent the whole afternoon hiding charred human remains from firefighters.
They find anything?
Not even a toe.
That's lucky.
It's not luck. I'm just good at what I do. And humans are stupid. Delicious, but stupid.
They're not that bad.
Don't go all human sympathizer on me right now, Balzagorn.
I'm not a human sympathizer. They're just not as bad as you say.
Keep your voice down. You're embarrassing me.
In front of who? You're literally in demon skin in public.
You know, I bet Hornblast is just dicking around on his guitar back in his room.
He hasn't been playing the past couple of days. He's been in such a funk. Even going to Distort Tour didn't cheer him up, and he loves music festivals.
Maybe he's just nervous about the Y2K concert. I mean, we are opening for his musical heroes. He's been dying to just see The Reckoning play live, much less be on the same stage as them.
Yeah, he wore that Reckoning t-shirt for like 6 weeks straight. But I don't know, he's never been nervous about a show before. Man, I really wanted a picture of him in that wiener hat.
Yeah, well... how did your day turn out?
After the fire? Pretty good, actually.
You're hilarious.
I'm being serious. I started on a new project today.
Another new project? What happened to your thing with the videos? On the interweb or whatever?
Oh, MeTube? The video website? It was a dumb idea. I got drunk and deleted it.
Probably for the better. No one even uses the interweb.
They had a human dressed as Santa walking around in Gadget Hut today.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I know. But it kept customers busy, which was nice. I had time to make some actual progress on this toy's design.
You're making a toy.
Don't say it like that. It's a hell toy. Full of hell tech.
Uh-huh, just like that evil computer game you made, where you just build stuff out of blocks and dirt or whatever.
Oh, Mineshaft? It was too tedious. I scrapped that too. No, this toy is going to be way more sinister. I want to make a simulation pet that needs people, that sucks up all of their attention and watches them in their sleep like a needy baby.
I think we already have enough of those around here.
It's essentially like a sock puppet with a robot inside, but it's furry, like a fur baby, and it will make cute sounds like
That's extremely discomforting.
I was really on a roll with this one. I'll make it fluffy and cute on the outside with highly sophisticated demonic machinery on the inside. I'll program it to respond to external stimuli, to react to changes in the light, to certain sounds, a few touch points. Maybe they could even interact with each other. It would be a monster undertaking to program, but I could essentially make it need people. And people love to feel needed.
You think humans would buy it?
Yeah, I could get it mass-produced. I could quit my job at Gadget Hut and focus on inventing more stuff. It would get mad popular.
Bells, what if it gets back down to hell that you invented a furry kid's toy?
Who fucking cares? No one in hell ever appreciated my inventions anyways.
What about the self-cleaning blood gutter system you designed? It was installed in like every blood gutter grate in Pandemonium.
Miss Rock, I hated designing blood gutters. Probably as much as you hated being a line cook.
Satan did only ever want plain buttered noodles. I don't love Earth, but it sure as fuck beats hell.
I kind of like it here.
Sympathizer.
I am not a sympathizer!
Where are you going?
I need a drink. You're exhausting.
I'm just calling it like I see it.
Well, you're wrong! And you suck!
Where are you going?
Hang on.
What the fuck, Bells? Get out of the dumpster!
I said hang on! Where is the stupid... there you are.
Oh, so I can't be in demon skin in public, but you can go climbing into dumpsters like it's no big whoop? How did you know that was in there?
Because I put it there.
What is it?
It's a flask. Are you an idiot?
No, what's in the flask, asshole? There's smoke coming out of it.
Why would you care? I'm an asshole, and you can't have any.
It smells like... Oh shit, I can't believe you keep holy water in the dumpster!
I don't tell you how to cook your bodies, so you don't tell me where to hide my booze.
That's disgusting.
Cooking kidneys is disgusting. They smell like pee.
Hey, fuck you! Leave my cooking methods alone and give me some of that!
Fine. But only enough for one mouth. It's half empty. Hey, I said one mouth!
Lucifer's dick that strong.
Yeah, twice blessed. You're welcome.
Where are you going now?
I left my blueprints for the fur baby under the counter in Gadget Hut. I'm gonna go get it before they lock up.
The fur baby?
It's a working title. See ya.
Wait! You don't want the rest of your blessed dumpster booze?
Put it back in the dumpster for me. There's a little crack in the back right corner. Shove it in there tight so it doesn't fall out when they empty the dumpster on Thursday.
You're fucking disgusting, Belzegor.
Love you too, Missness. Oh, and get back in human skin before someone sees you.
I'll do whatever the fuck I want.
Suit yourself.
Satan, I can't believe I'm about to do this. Why do they make me so tall? What crack was she talking about? There's no crack in the metal! Belzegor! You lied!
Unholy mother of... Hey, Belzegor! How does this thing open? Does it lock? Belzegor, come back! I can't stay in here all night. It smells! I have to turn off the fryers! Belzegor, I will drink the rest of your booze! Belzegor? Belz?
You have one new message. Received Tuesday, December 21st, 1999, at 10:44 p.m.
Hey, Hornblast, are you home? I'm still at fucking Gadget Hut. I've torn this whole fucking store apart, and I can't find my blueprints for the fur baby. I have no idea what the hell... Wait, you don't even know what I'm talking about. I'll fill you in later. Oh, also, you better show up for work tomorrow. Business is seriously gonna go postal if you don't, and I want to be able to go over to Wiener World without Miss Rock spewing fire out of their butthole at me. Actually, I wonder if they can still do that. Anyways, look, I know you're not in a great place right now, but, like, maybe a new job would do you some good. Flip a few wieners with Miss Rock, hang out with us at the mall, it'll be super chill. We won't even mention Hot Topic, okay? All right, I gotta go. I'll see you at home.
Demons and mortals alike, thank you so much for listening to the first ever episode of Brimstone Valley Mall. The show is written and directed by Kristen DiMercurio. Hey, that's me. It was co-written by Mark Wolf Roberts and Talia Roachman. This episode was sound designed by Jeffrey Nils Gardner and recorded by Jared Paul and James Schoen. In this episode, you heard Miss Rock, played by Elliot Gindy, Belzegor, played by Susanna Wilson, Trainee, played by Regina Russell, Hornblass, played by Sheldon Brown, and the mall announcements, played by yours truly. Additional voices were played by Julia Schaffini and Misha Stanton. Our theme music is written and performed by F.M. Buller. Our show art is designed by Talia Roachman. Brimstone Valley Mall is produced by Kristen DiMercurio, with production consulting by Julia Schaffini. It's executive produced by Misha Stanton for The Whisper Forge. Now, we'd like to take a moment to shout out some of our incredible patrons who donated to our Indiegogo. Without them, none of this would have been possible, so we'd like to give a big, fiery hell hug to Marina Sarame, Thomas Dickert, Sarah Jean Lindsay, Tina Daniels, Ann Baird, Jennifer Perlmutter, Whitney Johnson, Kathleen Arnett, Anthony Pizzo, Joshua Dom, Kim Church, Jonathan Pruitt, Angel Acevedo, Dwayne Farver, and Gabrielle Watts. Want more of that good, good demon content? You can follow us on Twitter at BVMPod and Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr at Brimstone Valley Mall. Episode 2 of Brimstone Valley Mall is out right now. Like, right now. Like, you can listen to it right after this. What a time to be alive. Now head on over to the food court, because today's Wiener World special is the extra crunchy wiener, now with teeth of its own.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Well, hello there. Dr. Charlie Tuggett here. You know, rumor was, Spaceship Oz 9 was intended to take a bunch of rich folks to a new planet since, we pretty much used up the one we have now. But, you know, since it's looking more and more likely the ship might be humanity's last stand, let's take a quick look around.
Are you telling me the four sacred tokens are all aboard the Oz 9?
Remind me again why we're doing this?
Allegiances are too muddled on this ship.
MCCACEC is a normal institution of higher learning.
Ah, but if you pull back the outermost layers...
I'm from Minnesota, where we like our lives as neat and as open as the inside of a freshly caught and cleaned walleye.
Do you know, I am now the only assassin aboard the ship.
What are you doing, Elaine?
I want to know what side he's on when the ship hits the fan.
Aren't they the most ridiculous people I've ever met?
Fetch that annoying bunch of trespassers so we can bring Pluto to heel. The new order starts today.
Well, however this all plays out, if you have a strong stomach and a high tolerance for stupid, you can follow the Oz 9's adventures just about anywhere you listen to podcasts. I gotta trot, Space Monkeys. Stay safe out there.